We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field. Griswold has got a couple of good teams this year. Both boys and girls have had some strong performances to start the year. We're focusing on the guys today. Senior Connor Bowers is joining us here on KSOM. And Connor, how are you feeling about the start of your track and field season?
I'm feeling pretty good. We've gotten ourselves off to a pretty good start with all of our events. So,
yeah. Good. Yeah, on Thursday night, you had your own relays there, co-hosted with Stanton. How'd you feel like you and the team did?
I think that we did pretty good. We got second, I believe. Everyone ran their hardest, and we did what we needed to do. Just came up a little short.
Yeah, what, still a solid meet for you. You won the high jump last night. I guess that's a season best for you. I don't know if it's your best jump ever, but we'll let you talk about that. 6 feet, 3 inches. How do you feel like you've been progressing in that particular event so far?
Pretty good. I didn't do track last year, and my sophomore year, I only jumped like 5'6". So this year, my PR at Bedford was 5'10", and this means I knew I had some better competition, so I just had to come out and show out what I can do.
Wow. So you've been away from the track and suddenly you're over 6 feet. What do you think you've been able to be so successful so quickly here this season in that event?
Well, I have a great coach, and he teaches me lots of stuff, and he helps with what I need to do with technique and pushes me to do the best I can. And that helps the most.
Yeah. What would you say? Why the high jump? You know, what do you like about it? What attracted it to you to compete in this one?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm tall, and everyone always wants me to do it because I can dunk a basketball. So. That helps, I guess.
Okay, you can dunk a basketball, and that's why you do high jump. Okay, yep. That works. I like that. That's cool. What are some of your other favorite events that you compete in?
I really like competing in the 4x4. I mean, we've got a great 4x4 team, and I like being able to improve on my times, and everyone else on our 4x4 team has been putting up really good times, and I just want to keep up with them.
So take me through, the other guys on the 4x4 team and how you've been doing this year.
Peyton Cook, he's got a really fast 4 in a time. He runs like 51 or something like that. Cody Dorscher's been showing out this season and everything. He's just been feeling greatly. He runs 52 or 53. Auden Wilson has also been freaking amazing this year, PRing and everything. He runs a 53. I ran a 55 at the Ames Indoor Meet, so I'm just trying to stay up with these guys and do the best I can.
Yeah. So you feel like, how do you feel like the progress you've made so far right now?
I think I've improved greatly. I mean, if I'm not doing track last year, in my sophomore year, I wasn't doing what I needed to do. So this year's coming out pretty good.
Okay. And then you also compete in some other, you've done the long jump, you've done the open eight, you've done some other events. How else have you been doing in some of these other ones for you?
So long jump was my first time ever doing it. I didn't do very good. So I'm probably gonna stay away from that one. Open eight. I mean, I'm not the best at longer distance. So, I mean, it is what it is. And I've been running the 400 and the D-Med, and we've been doing really good. So,
I'm looking up the stats right now, and 6'3" would put you, for the high jump, would put you tied for 18th. That would put you into the field for the Drake relays, potentially. Is that something that you think about that possibility? Is that, would be a goal of yours?
Yeah, that's 100% the goal, is to make it to Drake relays. I've been practicing hard and practicing. I want to be able to do that.
So. Yeah.
The coach has been pushing me really good in practice. So,
jumping high is pretty important, obviously, but what other things in anticipation of the runoff are you trying to focus on to prepare yourself to get ready for a jump?
My coach always tells me I need to make sure I explode up. I don't want to reach over the bar. You want to get your shoulders level with the bar and get up as high as you can, throw your arms back, you know, naturally bring your feet back. And it's been working ever since the start of this season. So,
yeah. And what was your reaction after you jumped 6'3" the last night?
I was shocked that my PR on Bedford was 5'10", and I tried 6 foot once and at Bedford I didn't get it. So, I mean, I knew I had some hard competition and I came out and did what I needed to do. So, and I had a lot of great people around me cheering me on, and that helped for sure a lot.
Yeah. So take me through the progression of your jumps last night and how they went.
Well, we started off at opening height 5'4", and I cleared that. And for some reason, I had some struggles with 5'6", and it took me to the third try. And then from then on, I got each one try. And 6'1", when I was competing against the Sydney kid, I got it on my second try. He missed it, and everyone encouraged me to keep on going. So I just kept going until I couldn't no more.
See, how many tries did it take you for 6'3"?
Two times, I believe.
Okay. And did you try 6'5" at all, or?
I tried 6'4" once, and I didn't get it. But
okay, yeah. Well, I mean, you still got. I mean, you've been progressing, so let's see how it goes. You know, you never know, and yep. It's kind of exciting. I mean, what was it like when you got the 6'1"? I mean, how did you? Yeah, that had to have been a great moment just there to realize.
Yeah, my goal for that meet was to just get 6 foot, because I mean, I hadn't got at Bedford, and I knew I had some good competition, and 6'1" was right there, so I just knew I had to overcome and get it done.
Right. So what do you like best about track and field?
Well, high jump is starting to be my favorite, but I mean, the people, everyone around cheering everyone on, it's just a great environment. And I'm kind of sad I didn't do track last year, knowing how good I could have been this year. But, I mean, the environment's great. People are great. Cheering on the team is always the best part about it, in my opinion.
What other sports
sure
do
everyone
you...
everyone does the best they can.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What other sports do you compete in?
Football and basketball.
Okay. And, you know, it seems like you're progressing and doing really well in track and field, but what would you say is your favorite sport?
Football is my favorite sport. I've liked it since I was little and just try to compete the best I can for football.
Okay. And what are your future plans here after you graduate from Griswold?
I'm going to go to the Army.
Oh, wow. Yep. So when do you enlist there, or when do you have to report?
Well, after I turn 18 in July, I'll sign and we'll go from there.
Okay. So you don't know yet when they'll send you to boot camp and all that stuff.
No, sir.
No. Okay. All right. How are you thinking about how you're going to approach boot camp, what that's going to be like? Do you have an idea of what you're going to have to deal with there?
Not really. I mean, I just know I'm just going to have to work hard. And I mean, that's all I know, really.
Okay. Well, more power to you on that decision. And there's nothing better than serving your country. And so certainly that's going to be exciting for you in the future. I mean, do you vision like a career that you want to do after you're done with the Army? Is there something you want to, work on in the future?
Yeah, I want to end up going to college and becoming a DNR officer.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say are some of your goals here for the track and field season? I mean, this is going to be your kind of swan song for Griswold sports, so to speak.
Yeah, well, like you said with Drake, I think that's my end goal. I want to compete in Drake and obviously compete in state. And I think I can place well in state, and I think I can do best. I'll do the best I can for Drake. I know it's going to be a hard meet, but I think I can perform the best of my ability.
Awesome. Well, Connor, it's been great visiting with you, and certainly best of luck at the track and field meet, and hopefully we'll be seeing one another at the Blue Oval at the state meet in May. And in the meantime, thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Connor Bowers, senior for Griswold Track and Field, joining us here on KSOM.